The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern hosts Michigan on Saturday, a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's go straight to questions, please.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Bickers, Great Lakes Divide.
Hey, Pat. Good afternoon. Just a question about Michigan. I know your focus is on your team, but you've seen Michigan, and I'm just kind of curious about your assessment of the way that Harbaugh and his staff has been able to develop young players. This is another season where we're seeing a lot of young guys come in, true freshmen, who are going to be immediate key contributors. I guess just your analysis from afar as far as the way that Harbaugh and his staff has developed players during his time in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, coach has done a great job. You know, obviously, the success that they've had developing their guys speaks for itself. You watch them on tape and, you know, it's a compliment, but you can't tell the difference. A whole big difference is an opponent. I mean, watching the older guys compared to the younger guys, I think they're all very talented. But they're very well coached fundamentally and schematically know exactly what they're doing.
If I could follow up real quick, when it comes to just your overall assessment of what Harbaugh has done at Michigan, I guess how would you view it? Coaching, development, everything that kind of goes into that.
I, you know what, brother? I'd love to tell you I have a whole lot of time to do that type of analyzation of an opponent. You look at your off-season study and then you look at, you know, getting ready for this week. You know, that's all I can speak to. You know, the rest is probably a better question for coach, but he's done a great job. You know, he's recruited very talented players. Schematically what they do, they put pressure on you in all three phases and, they're well coordinated and very talented. So he's done a great job in my opinion.
Appreciate your time, Pat. Thank you.
Thanks. Be well.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Hey, Fitz, two things. First, I'm just doing something on the redshirt rule, and you've seen a couple of older players around the country transfer at this time of year to take advantage of that. I'm just curious, in your discussions with other coaches when this was being put together, was that something that came up in those discussions or anything that you guys anticipated that could happen?
So I'm a little naive to that. Is that, I guess, what's happened as of late?
There's been a number, guys that either aren't getting playing time. Auburn even had a starter that decided to transfer now so that he could get the year back.
Yeah, sure. No, interesting. I mean, I think that's, from a student-athlete standpoint, obviously gives you a lot of flexibility, which I think anytime we make a rule, tweak or change, that has to be the number one reason why we do it, that it benefits the student-athletes. I know in our discussions with the AFCA board, the rationale was not necessarily that, but we also knew that there would be some unintended consequences that may happen. We did discuss older players potentially playing in a couple games and then, feeling like their role wasn't what they wanted it to be. I'm pretty outspoken about the way I feel about transfers. I'm not a guy that's going to recruit a player twice. If a young man doesn't feel like we're the right fit in what he wants academically and how he wants to be developed as a player and socially, then I've never blocked a guy from a release. Wherever he wants to go, he can go play. We only want guys that A, want to be here, and B, feel like we're giving them everything that they need. So I can't speak for other programs, but if that's what guys are choosing to do, then I hope they find the right fit for what they're looking for.
And then secondly, when you've had a situation like you had with Jeremy where you have to announce that to the team within a season, what's typically the response at that point, from the other guys out at practice after having heard that, especially at his position group?
Yeah, well, it was one of those situations where last week was really a hard week for Lark from a standpoint of seeing specialists and really trying to get everything answered. Probably Friday the decision was made that, the direction that we were going to go. And he slowly started to kind of let his closest friends on the team know. So there was a pretty good handful of guys that, were aware of the situation probably over the weekend. And then we just, you know, like I always do here, I just throw fastballs right down the middle. I learned that from Randy, you know, from Walk. You just, you throw it right down the middle and you deal with success and adversity and challenges and, you know, celebrations the same way. You take them head on. And Lark addressed the squad on Monday morning. He was not good. He was spectacular. He was very open and candid with the guys and was very clear he was not interested in it being a funeral or a pity party. He feels blessed that this was discovered. And, you know, the courageous part is, Adam, you know, quite frankly, Jeremy was the one that went to our medical team and said, I think something's going on. And our medical team did a great job on, I think, on overturning every stone. And I'm heartbroken for Jeremy, the player, but I'm ecstatic that Jeremy, the young man, is blessed that we found this out. And to talk about his attitude, partner, he was in the office all day yesterday as a student assistant coach. And he was in this morning at 6 a.m. getting ready to rock for practice. And he's changed gears. So how does it impact the team? I think if he responds differently, it could, but the way he responded was concise. It was bold. And one of that of being the best teammate that anyone could ask for, and I'm not surprised. He's a special guy. So he'll be a student assistant here for the next couple of years, and I would anticipate him being a GA for us after that.
Okay, great. Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you bet. Hope all's well, buddy.
And again, if you have a question, simply press *1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Go Cats. Bye-bye.